My name is Carol Sapalu. Yupik gustun naskalmi. My Yupik name is naskalmi, and I'm from St. Lawrence Island. I was born and raised in Sabunga, but I live in Nome.
You have really gotten into running in the last, 8 years? I think I read 2014 was when you really got started. Is that right?
Yeah.
What was it that got you started? Was there, just the motivation to get out there and get healthy mentally or physically? What got you out the door and made that first step possible?
I was going through a very deep, depressed state of mind. And it was very difficult for me to get out of bed. I was in bed for maybe 20 hours a day at times. And I was very obese, 233 pounds. And a friend of mine had been inspiring me. She's a marathon runner. And so one day I woke up at noon and the sun was shining through my curtain. And I thought, Carol, you need to get up and do something. Go for a 2 mile run. How hard can that be? So I got up, went out, took my dog with me, and I was running downhill. A couple of blocks later, I completely ran out of breath. But I decided to walk the rest of the way, and I made it a goal to someday run the entire 2 miles without stopping to take a walking break. And it kind of became like a game. It motivated me to get out and try to run the whole 2 miles. And over the course of a year, I noticed how healthier and happier I felt. And I was finally able to run the entire 2 miles late that next year.
Did you notice right away a connection with better mental health and that physical activity?
Oh, definitely. I was spending the majority of my free time running outside and spending time up in the mountains with my dog, where I was training for my first ultra marathon, which was at Resurrection Pass. And so just being outdoors in nature and getting the exercise, getting that sunshine, being outside, I noticed how my mental health became so much better, and I lost a lot of weight, and I felt happier and healthier.
You've talked about your suicide attempt a lot. People can listen to it like on the Moth podcast and other places. Is it difficult for you to talk about? Are you willing to tell people about what that was like?
You know, it was very difficult at first, but what keeps me telling my story is I know that there are a lot of people here and all over the world struggling, and stories, they help people, they connect. You connect well with stories, and I'm happy to share mine if it saves even just one person. And I've had many people come up and tell me how it has helped them, so that motivates me also.
Does that darkness motivate you? Do you run with that inside?
I do go through really dark moments at times, and running has really helped me cope with it.
but it brings you the high, some of the higher places in life and the brighter parts, right?
Yeah, especially running ultra marathons, running for a very long time, you go through highs and lows. And when you push through the lows and get to the finish, I can't describe in words the feeling I get. It's just pure joy. And I haven't been able to find it anywhere else.
Kind of a weird question, but do you ever feel like you are taken to a different world when you're in a really long run and you're, I don't know, 60 miles into 100 miles? Do you get to a different space?
Yeah. I most of the time I run as a form of meditation and prayer. I usually don't run with headphones or anything that will distract me. I love listening to nature and just being really connected to the land, the way our people used to be a long time ago. And I just feel so connected to my ancestors and their way of life. I feel like that's all I focus on. I don't focus on my problems or what I need to do the next day or what I have going on. It's my time where I just focus on nature and being out there and running.
Is there any other message you'd like to tell radio listeners in Petersburg?
If you see me, don't be shy to say hi. I love meeting new people, and I'm excited to go there. I haven't been there before, so